Hello, my name is Daniel, and today I would like to talk about the healthcare disparities among Medicare Advantage beneficiaries after the introduction of pay-performance program. I have nothing to disclose, and before starting the presentation, I'd like to go over some acknowledgments. First, the study is funded by the Academy Health New Investigator Grant, and I was supported from the UW Medicine Student Research Travel Grant to attend this conference. And I also want to thank my co-author and my super professor, Dr. Eva DeGoff. So healthcare disparity means the differences between groups for a lot of things such as health coverage, access to care, and quality of care. And this is typically and usually viewed through race, social economic status, age, locations, and many dimensions. And racial and social economic healthcare disparities have been documented well in the Medicare program, but less is known in the context of Medicare Advantage program, especially after the introduction of quality bonus program. So why would it be really important to look at this disparity problem? And at this point, I want to briefly point out that I'm looking at the disparity of the receiving of healthcare services, and describing the healthcare disparity may bring actions attentions to reduce them, which could prevent disease progressive and complications, which could also reduce the unnecessary cost. And also the healthcare services, which I'm looking over in this study, are three of the 46 performance measures, which is used in the quality bonus program. So maybe the existence of disparity in these three performance measurements could bring some issues or suggestions for the quality bonus program. And this slide just shows that the Medicare Advantage beneficiaries increased this much from 2005 to 2015. And so our study proposed is to examine the state of racial and ethnic and social economic disparities in the receipt of performance measures in the Medicare Advantage program. And our hypothesis is that the non-Hispanic whites, higher income and higher education level will be related to receive more healthcare services than the other groups. So the three performance measures which we looked are reducing risk of falling, improving bladder control, and monitoring physical activity. For reducing risk of falling, beneficiaries who had fallen or have a problem with walking or balancing in the past 12 months were included for the measure, and beneficiaries who didn't visit their doctor in the past 12 months were excluded for the measure. And if they talked this problem with their doctor and received any kind of treatment to reduce the problem, they were considered to receive this care. Improving bladder control was based on beneficiaries who have a urinary liquid problem in the past 6 months. And if they talked this problem with their doctor and received a treatment including bladder training, exercise, medications, or surgery, they were considered to receive this care. For monitoring physical activities, beneficiaries who didn't visit their doctors in the past 12 months were excluded for the measure, and if they talked with their doctor and advised to start, maintain, or increase their physical activity, they were considered to receive this care. So our study data was Medicare Health Outcome Survey data for 2013, and with a 49% respondent rate, and we included individuals age 65 or older and who responded 80% or more for the survey. And we excluded individuals who didn't report their race, income, and education level. The three key independent variables which we used are race, education, and income level. For the race, we have non-Hispanic whites as the reference group, and non-Hispanic blacks, Asian, and Hispanic. We categorize the education level to people who graduate high school or earned a higher degree as the reference group, and the other group for people who didn't graduate the high school. And for the individual level, we divided the group to people who earned $20,000 or more and people who earned less than $20,000. We also included some control variables for the numbers of deficiencies in activities of daily living and chronic conditions, and also beneficiaries' age, gender, and I don't know why it's missed, but and the state where they live, and also the plan type and the plan tax status.
a trade-off in that way. The way in which we sort of thought that it might be a trade-off is we thought that effectively, it looks like it may be effectively a trade-off at the plan level. In other words, the plans that people mainly leave for financial reasons and the plans that people mainly leave for quality reasons, mm-hmm. Or coverage reasons. And at the person level, at the beneficiary level, one of the reasons that you may have seen less financial disenrollment, financial reasons for disenrollment, for Black and Hispanic beneficiaries is subsidies. They're more likely to receive those. In terms of,
Blacks are the largest group disenrolling by experience in your slides, and I just thought that was compelling.
Right, experience with prescription drugs. Some of the others.
Well, that's experience of care. Think about that while he finishes his presentation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So okay. I'll continue my presentation. So we conducted four kinds of analysis. First, we looked at the characteristic of respondents and non-respondents, and then we looked at the adherence rate for the three performance measures by different groups, and then we did our multi-level logistic regression analysis with accounting for the clustering of patients with the plan level by using the random effect. And then we also conducted some sensitivity analysis. First, we assumed that people who have some problems with the ADL will receive less service for the physical activity. So we ran the analysis to see the monitoring physical activity among people without any problem with the ADL. And we also ran some models with more specific and detailed income and education level. And to examine the effect of the attrition of cohort 14, we did the analysis just for the people who were in the cohort 16. So respondents were more likely to be younger, female, and non-Hispanic whites and be enrolled in the for-profit health plan than non-respondents. And 3 of 4 of the beneficiaries reported to have 2 or more chronic conditions, and less than 25% reported having 2 or more functional limitations. So the next slide shows the receipt rate of three performance measurements by different groups. And the results indicate that the rate of receiving care varies substantially. While the rate for improving bladder control ranges in 30%, the monitoring physical activity ranges from 47 to 56%, and reducing risk of falling ranges from 54 to 74%. And the next slide shows the result from the logistic regression. And as you can see, there's a lot of numbers, but what this slide is showing that there's a lot of differences between the groups, and the non-Hispanic Blacks, Asian, and Hispanic were more likely to receive healthcare services for reducing risk of falling, monitoring physical activity, but less likely to report to receive healthcare service for improving bladder control. And also, beneficiaries who have a lower education level and lower income level were more likely to report to receive more healthcare service for reducing risk of falling and less service for improving bladder control and monitoring physical activities. And poor health status, which is more chronic conditions and more disabilities, were more likely to be related to receive more healthcare services for all three performance measures. And also all the three sensitivity analyses which we conducted showed a consistent result with our main analysis. So this is just the summary of which I talked with the two past slides. And this study has some limitations. First, this study is based on a self-reported data, so it is prone to recall bias. And this is a cross-sectional study, so it may be hard to set a causal inference. And also, we couldn't account for the severity in chronic conditions, so we just used the numbers of chronic conditions. And we were not able to include data for the number of annual visit for their doctors. So as you can see, in the first table, the kind of overall rate for receiving healthcare service were not high; it was low, and especially for improving bladder control, one third of older adults in the Medicare Advantage was receiving healthcare service for improving bladder control who have a problem with their urine liquid. So Medicare Advantage plans should consider focusing their attention on improving bladder control care to improve their quality of life. Also, we find inconsistent patterns in the receipt of healthcare services by race, ethnicity, and social economic status. So there should be more studies to figure out what kind of strategy will be more effective to not only increase the overall rate of the performance measures, but also reduce the gaps between groups. Also, it seems that there should be some consideration of the equity in the Medicare Advantage quality bonus program. Thank you. For the education level, we decided the high school level because that, based on the numbers, two or three people were graduated high school and not. So we thought that would be a good point to compare because we're not looking at the kind of how much difference is there, but we're looking whether there's a kind of difference between higher and lower education level. Yes, that's what we did in the sensitivity analysis with more specific education level.
And you didn't show
that result. Yes, but I just said that we just got the same result.